Armed intruders, severe drought, and heart-wrenching food shortages make for a bleak morning here in South Sudan. The urgency has intensified in recent weeks. At this moment, more than half of South Sudan is in a severe hunger crisis. Young mothers and their children flee from their homes and villages, hiding in swamps for their own protection. They don't know where their next meal will come from, or if it will come at all. Today, Bridge of Hope takes you deep inside South Sudan, where few relief organizations have been. Your heart of compassion is bringing hope to a desperate, deadly situation, one child at a time.
Hey there. Welcome to a really, really special edition of your brand new breakthrough. I hope you're enjoying it. We're bringing you news today about how the mighty hand of God and all of His mercy are providing miracles, absolute overwhelming miracles, and help, hope to South Sudan, one child at a time. I want you to get that in your heart today, just one. You know, a little boy was going along the ocean and starfish had been washed up and there were thousands of them. He was throwing them back one at a time frantically. A gentleman walked up to him and said, "Son, why are you doing that? It's not going to really make a difference." He said, "Well, it's going to make a difference to that one." And so we're going to reach out today on your new breakthrough, one child at a time. I'm so pleased to have Ashton Blair with me today.
I'm pleased to be here.
We're going to have a great time together.
We are. We're matching.
Look at us
so
matching.
You know it's going to be a good program when we're matching.
It's going to be good. We're just like that, you know.
The dynamic duo.
Amen.
And, you know, Pastor, today we're here to update our partners and our friends on the wonderful work that Bridge of Hope is doing in the youngest nation in the world, South Sudan.
Yeah, that's a powerful, powerful truth. You know, when I first began our work in Sudan, you were
like a 7 or 8 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, you were very little.
It's been about two decades. We've been doing
that's
this
right.
work.
And that work continues. Folks ask me all the time, how long are you going to be in what is now South Sudan? When we began, it was all Sudan.
Right.
And I said, well, we're going to be there as long as we can find those who are hurting most and help them every way we can. And you've helped me be a voice for the helpless from the halls of the United States Congress, leading to the passage of the Sudan Peace Act, which has given helped us to give freedom to more than 40,000 human beings in the chains of slavery. Yeah. Can you imagine it? Chained to trees.
Pastor, I just have to say that one of the greatest joys of my young life, and as a young girl, seven or eight years old, when we first began this work, one of the things that has brought me so much joy is being able to give toward this effort that is literally unlocking the chains of men, women, boys, and girls.
Yes.
And I'm just so thrilled
chained
to get
to
be a part of it. Yes.
With actual chains around their arms, around their, you know, some of the women have their breasts cut off to mark them as Christians for no other reason than they claim the name of the God we serve.
Right. You know, today, war and internal strife in the world's youngest country, like we mentioned, South Sudan, it's produced a crisis that's never been seen before. You know, this is more than just bad times, Pastor.
Yes.
This is an escalating catastrophe right now as we sit here. They're in crisis. Reports, they're unheard of. 1.3 million children under the age of 5 are facing a deadly lack of food.
Oh, God.
They're dying, Pastor, because they're hungry.
Yes.
And the war, it's driven mothers and their children out of their villages, off of their farms. Their livestock is lost. Mm-hmm. It's causing an economic collapse. Mm-hmm. Basic groceries are unavailable or they're priced out of the range of 90% of the population can afford. They can't afford the very basics, water or milk for their children.
Yeah.
A UN official said our worst fears have been realized.
Oh,
many families have exhausted every means they have to survive. South Sudan at this moment is preparing for rates of severe malnutrition among children that this UN official said has never been seen before.
Never been seen before. While we're having our breakfast or lunch or dinner or late night snack, whenever you've tuned in to your new breakthrough today, they're there right now, suffering. How the hand of God Almighty is moving to provide in these most extreme conditions. It's a 9,000, I want you to get this, 9,000 mile journey from our warehouse here in Ohio to New York, and then by boat to Mombasa, and then loaded into trucks and small little boats to Juba and up the Nile River.
20 hours, Pastor. Yeah. I had the privilege of talking to one of our Bridge of Hope representatives, and just when they get on the ground in Sudan to get these needed supplies to these women and children and men that would literally die without them, it takes 20 hours alone just in Sudan to get up the Nile
up the Nile River.
These supplies where they're needed.
Yeah, and all along the way, of course, the Nile River banks are filled with people,
looters
with machine guns who are just waiting for some food because they're starving too.
That's right, they're desperate, Pastor.
They're starving. Bridge of Hope is able to provide relief to remote islands, villages that others are not because they simply cannot reach.
That's right. And you know, I mentioned, Pastor, I got to speak to one of our Bridge of Hope representatives.
Yes, and he's a Valor College graduate.
Yes, 20 years ago, he graduated from what was then World Harvest Bible College, Pastor Troy Dugan, and he's been to South Sudan many times and knows how the love of God can transform a crisis into a miracle, a test into a testimony, one child at a time.
One child at a time.
I am standing here today in South Sudan so excited because Bridge of Hope has delivered food to the IDP camps here in the city of Juba. And those that are not aware of what an IDP camp is, it is internally displaced people. When the war broke out, people began to flee from deep into the heart of Sudan, South Sudan. They have been fleeing into Juba and then on into Uganda for safety because of the killings that have been taking place. There is no food, famine has broken out, and they are in need of help, and so they're here. But even in the midst of these IDP camps, there is still hunger taking place for these children that are all around me. But today, we bring a different story. We bring hope. As we build a bridge of hope to the children of the IDP camps. Partners and friends around the world, you are making a difference here in South Sudan, more than you could ever imagine. The joy and the smiles that I see upon these children as our friends are unloading the trucks, and there are more trucks coming in and more food coming in. This is just the beginning of a multiple abundance of trucks and containers that are flooding in to South Sudan, made possible by Pastor Rod Parsley and our Bridge of Hope friends and donors around the world. Thank you for making this happen. Thank you for sending me here and making happiness in each one of these children. This little boy is called Blessing in English, and who has lost his family and is here needing our help. Help us build a bridge of hope to this precious child and so many other children just like him here in South Sudan. You know, we come across this child and he's been staring into an empty cup. But because we're here, and we're only here because our Bridge of Hope partners have made it possible, he's not gonna stare into an empty cup tonight. It's gonna be full. And it's full because you made it possible. And I just wanna say thank you on behalf of Wolf, Precious Child, and so many others that we're feeding here today. Thank you.
Well, one very simple act of Christ-like compassion can change a child's life, actually can give a child life. Think of that. Our Bridge of Hope team reports the need today in South Sudan is beyond the levels we've ever experienced in nearly 30 years of ministry there. As many as 1.5 million children under the age of 5 are starving right now. One simple meal in South Sudan, just a simple bean stew, just like this, would require 155% of their daily income. Let me put it another way. A common bag of beans like this in Juba would cost the equivalent of 321 U.S. dollars. Your gift right now of $48 will provide 200,000 emergency meals for mothers and their starving children with nowhere else to turn. If you'll just respond now by calling the toll-free number right there on your screen or text BTBOH to 45777. That'll rush aid to South Sudan today. Now, because of a very, very generous matching challenge, your $48 gift today will double in impact and feed not only one, but two families in South Sudan. The hunger crisis is greater than it's ever been. We must immediately ship as much relief as we possibly can from our Bridge of Hope warehouse on that 7,000-mile journey. It's so very desperately needed. Once relief reaches these precious starving children, their strength, their resilience is remarkable. The change it makes in their lives is real. Every gift is so very, very vital to support the work of Bridge of Hope in South Sudan and around the world. So please, call right now. Don't allow distraction to mean death for one of God's precious children. Text to give by texting BTBOH to 45777. You'll be so glad you became the answer to their prayers.
In the past month, the hunger crisis in South Sudan has grown. And at this very moment, more than 5 million precious souls face an uncertain and deadly future. Your generous gift in the next few minutes will help Bridge of Hope feed a hungry child. For the next few days, every generous gift will be doubled in ministry impact through the $50,000 South Sudan Emergency Matching Challenge Fund. Your gift of $48 will double to help feed not one, but two families. $96 will help provide nourishing, life-sustaining meals for four families who are struggling just to survive another day. Your immediate Bridge of Hope gift can mean the difference between life and death to a hungry child. Please write, call toll-free, or text to give with your gift of $48, $96, or more. Desperate mothers, fathers, and especially the hungry children are praying you will call now before it's too late, or give securely at rodparsley.com. The South Sudan Emergency Matching Challenge ends February 15th.
We're out here in what is known as the world's largest swampland, just right off of the Nile River. We're loaded, as you can see behind me, with medical supplies, food, everything that is critical to this island that we're heading towards. It starts out in our warehouse in Ohio. From there, travels 9,000 miles between truck and then onto a ship, and then into Mombasa, and then from Mombasa back on a truck into Juba, and from Juba, we're putting it on trucks And now that the roads, because of the rainy season, is getting bad, we're having to use a boat to move into some of the areas that have already been cut off. What we are finding in this area is a severe outbreak of cholera, children severely dehydrated, and we're gonna get there just in the nick of time. We are building a bridge of hope to the people of this island throughout Sudan. So it is amazing just how we are able to, no matter what the obstacle happens to be, we're able to overcome it. And I want our partners to know and understand this. And the way we are overcoming it is because you're partnering with us, because you're making this possible. Even though we're in the middle of a swampland right now, we're getting the job done. And I want to thank you for that, because this wouldn't be possible without you.
So as you heard, it takes an immense amount of logistics to get these much needed supplies to the most remote locations in South Sudan and in the world. But Bridge of Hope is there, and we're there first because of partners just like you. You know, because of the war and the internal conflict in Sudan, these children and their mothers, their family, they're being driven from their homes, from their villages, where they produce their livelihood, which is crops and selling and trading livestock. And so when they're driven out of their homes, they lose their ability to produce any kind of money or earnings. But when Bridge of Hope, when those boats are arriving into those ports, those children and those mothers and families, they see hope. We are literally building a bridge of hope. And with a pack just like this, you can feed a family for a couple of days, something this small. Pastor, just 6 cups of rice could feed a family for 2 days. And for some of these families, Pastor Troy was sharing with us that it's been weeks since they've seen one scrap of food.
Well, we saw those babies. So weak, sis.
Yes.
They couldn't even raise up off the mat.
Yeah.
But when they get this, and it's so full of wonderful nutrients for them.
Vitamins, yes. It's literally life-giving. So we want to thank you for your continued support. We are truly, because of you, providing help for today and hope for tomorrow.
One
child at a time.
This mother just walked up to me and brought her baby and handed her child into my arms and asked for help. Her child is sick. She has severe diarrhea and a cough, and we're getting ready to take a look at her and see what we can do. We're going to check and see how malnourished she is and then proceed to get the next step. And we're seeing here she's in the red, so she is severe malnourished. And so today we are building a bridge of hope to this precious little baby. A mother who is desperate walks up to me and hands her into my arms and pleads for help. And so I'm pleading to our Bridge of Hope partners everywhere, will you help us help them?
Bridge of Hope not only supplies life-sustaining food, but we also partner with doctors and medical teams to provide immediate treatment where it's needed most. Extending a Bridge of Hope to the hurting, these anointed professionals make on-the-spot evaluations and implement treatment plans right away. Malaria and cholera are all too common among these precious children, weakened by hunger as they flee from imminent danger, trying to travel to safety.
You know, as our Bridge of Hope team travels throughout this region of South Sudan, we come across child after child after child that is hanging on for their life. And God just leads us to the right place at the right time where we're able to bring hope. We've got this little child right now. He's suffering from malaria, is dehydrated, severely malnourished. But because our team is here, we're going to give him a chance at life because our partners are making it possible. I just want to thank you for helping us help this child.
Well, one very simple act of Christ-like compassion can change a child's life, actually can give a child life. Think of that. Our Bridge of Hope team reports the need today in South Sudan is beyond the levels we've ever experienced in nearly 30 years of ministry there. As many as 1.5 million children under the age of 5 are starving right now. One simple meal in South Sudan, just a simple bean stew, just like this, would require 155% of their daily income. Let me put it another way. A common bag of beans like this in Juba would cost the equivalent of 321 US dollars. Your gift right now of $48 will provide 200,000 emergency meals for mothers and their starving children with nowhere else to turn. If you'll just respond now by calling the toll-free number right there on your screen or text BTBOH to 45777. That'll rush aid to South Sudan today. Now, because of a very, very generous matching challenge, your $48 gift today will double in impact and feed not only one, but two families in South Sudan. The hunger crisis is greater than it's ever been. We must immediately ship as much relief as we possibly can from our Bridge of Hope warehouse on that 7,000-mile journey. It's so very desperately needed. Once relief reaches these precious starving children, their strength, their resilience is remarkable. The change it makes in their lives is real. Every gift is so very, very vital to support the work of Bridge of Hope in South Sudan and around the world. So please, call right now. Don't allow distraction to mean death for one of God's precious children. Text to give by texting BTBOH to 45777. You'll be so glad you became the answer to their prayers.
In the past month, the hunger crisis in South Sudan has grown, and at this very moment, more than 5 million precious souls face an uncertain and deadly future. Your generous gift in the next few minutes will help Bridge of Hope feed a hungry child. For the next few days, every generous gift will be doubled in ministry impact through the $50,000 South Sudan Emergency Matching Challenge Fund. Your gift of $48 will double to help feed not one, but two families. $96 will help provide nourishing, life-sustaining meals for four families who are struggling just to survive another day. Your immediate Bridge of Hope gift can mean the difference between life and death to a hungry child. Please write, call toll-free, or text to give with your gift of $48, $96, or more. Desperate mothers, fathers, and especially the hungry children are praying you will call now before it's too late, or give securely at rodparsley.com. The South Sudan Emergency Matching Challenge ends February 15th.
Viewers and SSTV viewers, and for our viewers here from the Bridge of Hope and Pastor Rod Pastry, I just want to say thank you. This is from the Stone International Church, South Sudan, Juba. And the man of God is here with me with the promise that we were always on one meal, and at times the meal is not there. But now with the promise and what we have received, God is giving us that promise that the store of the house of God will never be empty again. So with words of appreciation and thanks, and at times words are not enough, but we know that God speaks in us far greater than anything. So I want to say what I have inside my heart could words not convey. I am so appreciative to God, and I'm so appreciative to the Bridge of Hope who have sent this wonderful man of God here, and he really made it. He fought it through, and the food is now at hand. This is a meal for today, but it will not be a meal for today. There will be now a dream of 2 meals in the church. for the orphanage and for the team that stays within the Stone International Church. Sometimes, but if this meal is cooked like this, it will be for the whole day. But today we are dreaming that anytime from now, they will eat two meals and three meals by the grace of God. Thank you very much, Bridge of Hope. Thank you very much, man of God, Pastor Rod Pastry. We love you, we trust you. And soon and very soon, we believe that you will visit South Sudan, and South Sudan is blessed by you people.
Amen.
In Jesus'
name. Thank you.
Whether it's within the walls of Stone International Church or inside a village on an isolated island, Bridge of Hope is responding all throughout the length and breadth of South Sudan as this crisis deepens.
It's only possible, of course, because of your decades of long commitment to Bridge of Hope and your gift today, please, of $48 or $96 or more. Don't let the adversary distract you in this moment from your assignment and mine today to help a hungry child half a world away.
In the past month, the hunger crisis in South Sudan has grown, and at this very moment, more than 5 million precious souls face an uncertain and deadly future. Your generous gift in the next few minutes will help Bridge of Hope feed a hungry child. For the next few days, every generous gift will be doubled in ministry impact through the $50,000 South Sudan Emergency Matching Challenge Fund. Your gift of $48 will double to help feed not one, but two families. $96 will help provide nourishing, life-sustaining meals for four families who are struggling just to survive another day. Your immediate Bridge of Hope gift can mean the difference between life and death to a hungry child. Please write, call toll-free, or text to give with your gift of $48, $96, or more. Desperate mothers, fathers, and especially the hungry children are praying you will call now before it's too late, or give securely at rodparsley.com. The South Sudan Emergency Matching Challenge ends February 15th.
Thank you.
Lose 100 new churches birthed out of Valor Christian College.
God said, I brought you into this place for transformation. It's not just a place to be, but this is a place to become.
You are, and you're going to become everything that God has destined for you to become.
This is our school to prepare men and women of faith that's got anointing, that's got transformation, that'll break shackles free, that'll break addiction, and that'll break conviction.
Today I choose victory. Today I choose help. Today I choose that I can change my tomorrow by the words from His word I declare and decree today.
The ministry of Rod Parsley continues next on social media. Links to Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter are on rodparsley.com. Breakthrough with Rod Parsley is a global media outreach of Bridge of Hope.